It's another tequila. Wheel in the card. Here we go. It's the drink of the week. Hurricane edition. What are we making?
It is a Harvey Headbanger. Variation of the Harvey Wallbanger.
Classic cocktail. The Harvey Wallbanger.
Harvey Wallbanger was named after a surfer guy in California who would get drunk and then would hit the wall. He would bang on the wall. Yes, that's how it started.
Wow.
And so this is a Harvey Headbanger because I'm using Galliano, but we're not using any orange juice. We're using orange bitters and a little lemon juice.
All right.
Okay.
I like it.
So you get a coupe glass or a coupe glass that we're using, the margarita glass because that's what we got, and one martini glass because we're down to that. Okay, so you get a shaker, and well, you chill the glasses, you get a shaker, and you're going to put in a good healthy shot of vodka.
All right.
And it's got the name Harvey in it because we were going to have a drink today, come hell or high water.
Okay, there's your vodka.
This is just kind of like a calming effect I feel on Houston, don't you, Dean? I
mean,
if we don't do this, then people are going to get a little edgy.
Keep calm and carry on.
We are the calm before the storm.
Next, you use about 3/4 of a shot of Galliano. Galliano is kind of a vanilla herb kind of liqueur. It comes in a tall yellow bottle.
Looks like your urine if you aren't hydrated enough.
Yikes. I don't even want to drink this now. I don't know what you're talking about.
Just saying.
Then you get some triple sec, which is, I've got Grand Gala here. Triple sec would be probably better because it's clear. This has a little bit of a tint to it, but we're just putting in a little bit, not even the whole jigger.
Un poquito.
So I'm gonna put one jigger in there.
And that's orange flavored.
It's orange flavored.
All right.
All right, and then you get your bitters, and these are orange bitters. You put in 3 dashes.
Bitter? Don't even know her.
And finally, your simple syrup. And you put in, again, just as much of the triple sec or the Grand Gala, you put in like a quarter of it.
Okay.
Not very much. But you do want a little bit of sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you put in lemon juice. I'm going to put in, basically, I'm making 4 drinks, so I'm squeezing a whole lemon into the
shaker.
But, so you would squeeze in like a half or maybe one of the quarter things of lemon. Okay?
All right.
And then you shake it.
Till the juice runs down your leg. Led Zeppelin reference. Lemon song.
You do it till a frost forms on the outside. I like to do it a little more because it gets really cold.
All right.
And then you strain it in the glass.
Sound a little like a watery yellow color.
Mm-hmm. Like Gatorade.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, and that's it.
All right.
That's all she wrote.
Oh, you got a twist. Put a twist.
Do I have to?
Yep.
How much twisting are we doing?
Garnish it with
my
a twist.
Twist fell on the floor.
Oh, dang.
Because you just recoiled from any garnish.
Here we go.
All right, everyone's safety.
Thank you.
Ugh.
No, no, no.
What?
No, no, no.
That's horrid.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
God, this does not bode well.
No.
We don't like Harvey.
Bad karma.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe it's best we reject it.
Yes.
Put a hex on all our safety with this drink.
It's horrible, and we reject Harvey.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, that's all right. So,
I'm not even going to post this recipe.
Susie drink of the week. A category 5
failure.
Failure.